Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
So many women can relate to this because, yes, physically and like chemically, they're struggling with all this, but also like no one talks about how we've lost our purpose as a mom, as a wife. Like we get so lost in that, our jobs and our careers, and our purpose then becomes to like just function every day as a good wife, a good mom, or a good employee, or all three. And you're bringing light not only to like the physical things that need to happen and change, but then also like, holy shit, because of all of this too, I have no purpose. I have no drive. I am completely asleep and walking like a zombie in this life and missing it all. What's up, everyone? If you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. Welcome to the show if you're brand new, and welcome back if you're a returning listener. As always, I recommend you go back and listen to all of the episodes. I want you guys to get a good understanding of my journey, this podcast, overall health and fitness, because this podcast is not just about the shortcuts. It's not about slapping a band-aid on your mental health and your physical health and your overall well-being. We dive into the real stuff. And this episode, oh my God, we are diving in even more. And I even have a co-host today, Julie McNutt, one of our Bomb Mom coaches. She's joining us today with our incredible guest, Marcella Hill. Now, I have to give you a little backstory here. Marcella Hill is an awakener. She's a business owner, a sought-after professional and corporate speaker. She's an author. She's a hormone enthusiast, and she's a social media influencer. Now, my coach, Julie, found Marcella, I believe, on TikTok, and she sent one of the TikToks to me and our other coach, Emily, and she's like, oh my God, this is my life. Like, and it was a TikTok about hormones and how they being off and off balance, like all the effects and what it does to you and your body and how you can feel and your skin like literally itches and you just want to crawl out of your skin. And Julie's like, oh my God, no, I can totally relate to this. She has a book. We should read her book. So for our book club for Busy to Bomb Fit Mom, we've been doing a book club and we decided to read her book called Wake Her Up. And I loved it. Loved everything about it. You guys get it, read it. I listened to the audiobook during my gym session. So perfect. And there were so many parts that were literally like life-changing for me. And Julie's like, oh my God, this is so good. And she'd tell me, she's like, okay, when you listen to chapter 8, you need to be alone in your closet. I'm not going to lie. And it's a very interesting book. It's all her different stories and Marcella's journey and her awakening experience. It's so freaking cool. And then Julie's like, you got to have her on the podcast. Let's get her booked. I'm like, yes, completely agree. And I finished up her book and I started it again. And it's just full of golden nuggets. And Marcella agreed to come on. And that is who we are speaking with today. We have so much in common. I felt like we could go on and on and on with this podcast and this episode, and we could have probably done another 6 episodes together. She's all about awakening, and she uses her social media to share encouraging messages with women who are ready to wake up in every area of their lives. And she's always loved business and innovation. And she began the Peekaboo stuffed toy company in 2006. And her toys were sold in over 400 stores worldwide. And she won several awards. She raised over $300K in funding and oversaw manufacturing in China. And she has been the CEO of Love Woolies since 2013, which they repurpose wool sweaters. And they've repurposed over 60,000 wool sweaters and provided jobs for women to sew from home. Love Woolies received national visibility from the viral Bernie mittens. You guys remember that when Bernie Mac went on and he had those mittens sitting in the chair? They went viral from Bernie's mittens meme. So as you can see, she is a very well-rounded woman. She's also a mom. She has rebuilt her life after betrayal that ended a 9-year marriage. And she understands the pain that women feel as they redesign their lives from scratch. And today she lives with her husband and her biggest supporter and their blended family of four. And like I said before, a hormone enthusiast and has a huge following on TikTok and Instagram and isn't afraid to speak the truth about hormones, imbalance, perimenopause, just suffering and silence. And that's why I was like, hell yeah, we have to have her on the podcast. She's all about waking up, finding the woman that's inside of you that is just dying to come out and learning how to trust the journey. Oh God, there's just so many good takeaways. So seriously, get the book, read it, listen to it, and then listen to this podcast. I say this in the episode. This is one of those episodes that like will change your life. It's one that you listen to and you have all these aha moments and the book and you go, I gotta send this to my sister. Oh my God, my neighbor has to listen to this episode and pass it on. It's real conversations with real women. And we're fighting for you guys. We're fighting for women to wake up and to find that life that they deserve. And everyone deserves to wake up. You guys deserve to live your best life ever. So I'm not going to talk anymore because I want to dive into the episode and I want to make sure you guys have time to listen to it all. So please sit back and relax, enjoy the show, take notes, and then go get her book. We put all the information in the show notes for you guys too. Also, if you are looking to wake up and have help and be coached and finally move forward on your health and fitness journey, your mindset, your vision, everything, and take this next level, go to the show notes, book a call with me. Let's see if you're a fit to become a bomb mom. I talk about this a lot throughout the podcast as well and how there's so many comparisons. I'm like, oh my God, we do this in bomb mom. Busy to bomb fit mom is a way for you to go next step. It's a way for you to get the coaching that you need, the support, the accountability, the motivation, the right workouts to learn how to have a loving relationship with food and not have it be a struggle anymore. All of that is what we work on in Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. And we got to make sure it's fit for you. So there is no link to like click here and buy Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. I talk with you guys. We will build a group in April and we got to see if you're a fit. So click and book a call. Also, we are holding a 30-day challenge in March. So if you're like, I'm not ready to become a bomb mom, I'm not sure, I just need to get started, I need help, I need accountability, all of the things that I already mentioned, join our 30-day challenge starting in March. When this episode airs, we could be a couple of days into it, and that's okay. Get in anyways. If you're hearing this episode and you're like, oh man, but they started like a couple days ago, it's totally okay. Get in. We'll just extend your time. I'll give you a couple days after. But this 30-day challenge is a way for you to get moving and feel better. And it's just a part of your journey of waking up too. So I will put the link to that in the show notes as well. You guys enjoy the show. Take good notes and pass it on. All right. Bye everyone. Hey everyone, welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I am here with my co-host, Julie Mintonette. Welcome back to the show, Julie. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You guys all know Coach Julie. We all know and love her very much. And our main guest today is Marcella Hill. Welcome to the show, Marcella.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I have anticipated this for many weeks and I'm so excited to be here.
I know. I have like a whole podcasting post confession. We have been chatting for like 10 or 15 minutes and I'm like, we have to hit record. Yeah. We're missing all the good stuff. So we got to make sure we like recap and fill them in because this podcast is for the listeners. It's more for us, but it is for the listeners. So, but yeah, we like hit it off right away. Marcella, your book is absolutely incredible. And that's how we got linked with you. Julie, one of our Bomb Mom coaches, came across you on social media and TikTok and stuff. And she's like, we got to listen to her audio book. And it's called Wake Her Up, and book, not just audio. Wake Her Up. It made me laugh. It made me cry. It made me go, oh, fuck. Multiple times in the gym while I'm working out. How did you get started with this book? Like, what was like, did you just wake up one day and you're like, I got to do a book?
No. Well, okay. I thought that that's what happened. But after I was going back through my life, I think without knowing it, I always wanted to write a book. There were many times in my life since I was 20 that I thought I would write a book. And I wrote lots of different things. And then they would just sit in files. And it was just kind of like, nah, you know. You think these things and you don't think they're ever actually going to be real.
Right, right.
Like, but you're like, for other people,
you're like secretly planning it your whole life. And then it like just comes.
One day it shows up. You're like, where did you come from? So what happened is in the book, I talk about where I really lost myself over and over and over and over. And every time something bad happened, someone didn't like me, I would feel like I had to rebuild myself and go find myself again. And it was fucking exhausting. Mm-hmm. And there was a pivotal point in time where after all these bad things had happened, my 15-year-old daughter moved out, not under fantastic circumstances. And it broke me.
Yeah.
Because if you lose a marriage, you can go get a new husband. You know, if you lose a job, you can go get a new job. If your child leaves, that's not replaceable.
Right.
And I was again in my dark moment of like, who the hell am I? And how do I exist in this? And it was just a moment where I thought, I cannot live like this. I cannot keep doing this over and over and over. Like every time someone doesn't like me or want me or my kids hate me, I can't not exist. There has to be a way to exist when people don't like you. There has to be a way to exist when people die. There has to be a way to continue living mm-hmm. when my body is not the way I want it to be, when my life isn't the way I want it to be. Like, I just couldn't, I had to get off the freaking ride, right? And that spun me into a thing that I called being me on purpose. There's no course, there's no workbook. It was just me waking up and saying, who is Marcella? What does she need? What is going on with you? And sometimes it was so simple. It would be the recognition that there is a pile of laundry that has been bothering me for months. And I keep yelling at myself about it. And I think, wow, that is really loud in your head. What are we going to do with that? Instead of letting it yell at you, let's happen to the laundry, right? We're either going to do the laundry or we're going to ignore the laundry or we're going to put it away or whatever. We're going to make our kids do it. Something has to go on with the laundry, you know, and I would do that. And then other days it would be, you know, that friend that you keep saying you're going to go meet up with and you never do. That's a thing. You should do that. And I would do it. And sometimes it was crazy stuff. Like, get on a plane and go to California for this conference that some random girl invited you to. And I would just do it. I just was on this journey of finding me. I signed up for a dance class. And part of this period of time, I was speaking on Facebook, trying to find my voice, trying to share some of my stories. And I went and visited a friend. I had about, I don't know, I was maybe like 30 days in. I went to visit a friend and she was always a book writer. She always wrote books, beautiful books, not self-help books, like really a writer, you know, like writing workshops, all of that. And she said, you really should put this in a book. And I was like, how would you even do that? Like, do you just start typing on a Word document? Like, right? What does that even look like? And she goes, oh no, there's a method. You just, if you need about 50,000 words for a self-help book. And I didn't know that. Okay, 50,000 words. Great. And she said, and then you just break it down into 30 days and you're going to need about 1,200 words a day. I don't even know if that's the right math.
We'll pretend 1,200
words a day. And I thought, oh, well, I guess I could do that. And then I did nothing. I bailed on my 100 days on purpose. I did absolutely nothing. And a couple, you know, weeks go by. And she happens to call me and we're chatting and I realize there's 30 days left of my original 100 days. Mm-hmm. And she said, you should do it. And I wrote 50,000 words in 30 days.
No way.
And I had this book. Now, it's not the book that you see now. The craziest part about this book is that when I wrote this, I was way into my company called Love Woolies, you know, where we make repurposed stuff from wool sweaters. And the entire book was called Joy from the Flaws because I taught a Joy from the Flaws workshop. So the whole book was analogies of a sweater being turned into mittens. And that story is in the book, but it's not the whole book. And I found a writing coach and she was helping me with the book. And she kept asking me, what do you want the book to do? What happens when someone reads this? And I said, I just wanted to be something where when I was crying in the dark, in my dark place, I needed someone to come and just slap me in the freaking face and say, get the hell up. Like, mm-hmm. This does not have to happen to you. You can go and live the best damn life ever. Even if your husband had an affair, even if your kids hate you, like, get the hell off the floor. Let's go. I needed that. I had a lot of amazing friends that came, brought me food, cried with me, told me how jerky my ex-husband was. You know, I mean, they were in it with me and I'm grateful for that. But really what I needed is someone to drag my ass outside and be like, let's go.
Right.
And I just kept saying, that's what I want the book to do. I wanted to wake my next door neighbor up. I wanted to wake my friend up. I wanted to pull someone off the floor. I wanted to drag someone's ass out of bed and be like, stop crying. I mean, you can cry. I'm all about feeling feelings, but like, let's go do something with that. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, then your book is not Joy from the Flaws. And I was like, but that's literally the book I wrote. Like, that is what I've been doing. For 3 years, I worked on the book and we sat in her kitchen. And there was a moment of silence and she looked at me straight in the face and she said, I know your book. And she said, it's called Wake Her Up. And every damn time I tell that story, it is like lightning. And the most insane situation is I wrote this book before any of the viral videos that I talked about hormone therapy. That wasn't a thing. Up until that point, I had been talking about mittens.
Oh, wow.
Joy and creating joy out of nothing. And I was speaking to women about how to turn catastrophe into something beautiful. I was not talking about hormone therapy. I wasn't even on hormone therapy. I didn't know anything about perimenopause, wasn't in my vocabulary, nothing. And about a week before I launched the book, I still thought, who the hell is going to read this book? Like, everyone knows me as the mitten girl. Nobody knows me about talking about awakenings and getting out of bed mm-hmm. and putting your feet on the floor. That was not in my vocabulary. And that little voice inside me said, doesn't matter. I'll show you. Keep going. I'll bring the people. And I was like, I argue with my like inner self a lot. I was like, this is stupid.
Like, oh, yes.
Better not be a freaking waste of my time and money and all the thing. And it just kept saying, I'll show you. And a week before I did a huge launch, I randomly shared my story about hormone therapy. It made no sense. It was on my TikTok where like I would just put kind of garbagey stuff. If you go back like before, it's just like me randomly talking about whatever. And that video went to 9 million views in 3 days.
What year was that?
I'm pretty sure.
When was this?
I'm pretty sure I watched
that
one too.
6 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, this is like this is new.
Yeah.
Like you're talking to me where I'm like, I don't know what the hell is happening.
Right. No.
Like, and I'm pretty sure that's the first one I saw of you, because you're sitting there talking about, did you know that you didn't have to wake up off and on all night long? And, you know, I'm sitting there listening to you and I'm like, okay. Okay. And then you kept on, you know, did you know that you didn't have to do this? And so you kind of were teaching us, and you're helping yourself, but you're teaching us that are going through it that you're not alone.
Yeah.
Right.
It was crazy. And I thought it was just me. And I wake up and there's hundreds of thousands of comments, emails, DMs all over the world. I mean, I'm getting stuff from South Africa, from like Jerusalem, like a whole bunch of ladies out in, you know, I mean, everywhere. And everyone is like, what are you talking about? This is exactly my story. This is exactly how I feel. My doctor said the exact same thing, that my blood works normal. Like, what the hell are we doing? Where do we go? Please, please help, help, help. And I was like, what? Well, unknowingly, in that moment, even without talking to me, women were running out and just like getting hormone therapy immediately. And I launched my book. Nobody knows about it because there's nobody talking about it. And a few days after I launched my book, I started getting messages that said, thank you. I ran out. I got hormone therapy. It's been 4 days. Thank you for waking me up.
Oh my God. I have like goosebumps all down my arms right now.
Like, you can't make this shit up. Like, there's no marketing plan for this. And I just thought, holy shit. Like, here you are. I had done this blindly for 3 years, you know, dumping money, thinking it made no sense, giving up over and over, just thinking this is stupid. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. Like, you're nobody, like nobody cares. These are just regular stories that every woman goes through. Like, who are you to put it in a freaking book? Like, nobody will read this. It will not matter. And like, you know, sometimes you just get sick of fighting that girl inside. You just have to say, okay,
right,
I'll do it.
Well, and I think
there it is.
So many women can relate to this because, yes, physically and like chemically, they're struggling with all this, but also like no one talks about how we've lost our purpose as a mom, as a wife. Like, we get so lost in that, our jobs and our careers, and our purpose then becomes to like just function every day as a good wife, a good mom, or a good employee, or all three. You know, and you're bringing light not only to like the physical things that need to happen and change, but then also like, holy shit, because of all of this too, I have no purpose. I have no drive. I am completely asleep and walking like a zombie in this life and missing it all.
It's crazy. You know, what's interesting is now that it's like I woke my spirit up, mm-hmm. and it's like my body wasn't matching that. And then I got hormone therapy and then I woke my body up. And what's interesting about everything that's happening right now is that all these women's bodies and minds are turning back on, right? We're starting to sleep again. We're starting to want sex again. It's like our bodies are turning back on. And I think what's interesting is you're going to wake up, and some women are going to wake up to realize, holy shit, I've been in a narcissistic relationship. What the hell do I do?
Yep.
Some of them are going to wake up and be like, the relationship with my teen or young adult child is toxic. How do I do that? And I feel like what's interesting is the hormone therapy is going to wake your body up and your mind up and be able to see stuff. And the book, Wake Her Up, and me sharing some of these experiences will help you match your soul to like wake up and drive with your body. Because we're going to end up in a hot mess if people are waking up their bodies and then like don't know what to do with their soul, right? You're just be like, like you're still going to feel stuck. You're still going to feel in kind of this hellish situation because you don't know that like you're just living in this good girl box.
Yeah. Well, and it reminds me so much of like what we coach and teach and preach in Busy to Bomb Fit Mom, because it's like you take a woman, she loses all this weight, you know, they do this quick 6 week fast. They're like, oh, I'm holding these signs. I lost 30 pounds in 2 days, you know, this bullshit. And then they don't know how to be this person. They like changed this, sure, but they don't know how to maintain it. They don't know how to be it. They don't know how to be a confident mom in a freaking crop top and some cut off jean shorts and like to have the confidence, and they don't have a vision to follow. And they don't know how that the mindset changes when you transform, you, even just with your hormones and stuff. And people, you're right, like they're going to be in trouble. We don't put all the pieces together.
We have to do it both ways, because like right now, personally, I mean, just individually, I'm not. Like there are phases in life where you're going to realize like, oh, I fell back asleep. Like I went back to bed.
Sure. Oh yeah.
And yeah. I am in an interesting phase where I had spent 3 years writing this book, diving deep into me. And then the book came out, hormone therapy. I like left my religion. Like so much shit happened over the last year. I feel like I personally just kind of like, let's just stop taking care of Marcella, because we don't know what else the hell to do. And I'm in an interesting spot where I am feel so alive and good in my soul. And I haven't taken care of like my body, like not moving it regularly. You know, I mean, things like that, where I'm like, isn't this interesting that sometimes we feel like our body is all put together, but then our soul is a mess. And then other times we're like, our soul is a mess and our body's not matching that. You have to do both.
Yeah, no? It happens. Do you know who David Goggins is?
No, should I know that?
Oh yeah, you should know who David Goggins is. Goggins. What's the name of his first book, Julie?
Can't Hurt Me.
Can't Hurt Me. We read that in our book club, and then we read his second book that just came out.
Never Finished.
Never Finished. Thank you. Finished. Yes, you're right.
That's what I'm here for.
He's like this complete extreme badass, total on my bucket list to have him on the podcast. I mean, look up David Goggins. You'd be like, oh okay. Shit. Like you got to be able to handle the man. Even someone that elite in his second book talks about how like the savage in him got like put on the back burner. Like it happens. Mm-hmm. You know?
You have to wake up every day. That's kind of the thing.
On purpose.
And some days you sleep in. Some weeks you're just like not in it. But the problem is with life is you can literally sleep through it all.
Yep.
Not knowing. Like most now my opinion is most women, a majority of women in the world have put themselves in this good mom, good wife, good girl box to the point where we don't even know we are asleep. We don't know that we're just walking through life, not actually there.
Mm-hmm. And we're doing like what we saw our moms do, you know?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you going to say, Julie? I want to add in. I bet we're going to say the same thing.
Well, because I am, because your book and your Facebook group, I did, you know, I'm on the hormone replacement therapy, and it's nice to look in the mirror and recognize who you see.
And know who she is.
I'm going to cry. I haven't seen her in 20 years.
Yeah.
And this you didn't real. Lose one fucking pound. And you didn't have to get Botox. You didn't have to get a boob job. You just woke up one day and there you are. That is the thing. We are running around trying to find ourselves in all these places, trying to fix ourselves that we hope to see the girl in the mirror one day. But she is literally in you, right? Like whoever's listening to this podcast right this second, she is inside you right this second. You don't have to do one more damn thing to go fix her, find her. She is there. And all you have to do is just stop for one damn second, quiet your mind just enough to hear her, because she will start screaming at you the craziest crap. And if you listen to her, she knows who the hell she is.
Mm-hmm.
Like if she says, go visit a friend, do it. If she says, do the laundry, do it. If she says you need a freaking nap, do that. If she says, write a book and it makes no sense, you do it, because you have this soul inside you that we have forgotten about, and that no one told us how to know her. No one told us how to trust her.
That's what I was going to say. We don't know how to trust her.
We have no idea. The only way you can trust anyone, right? Let alone your soul, is if you let them do stuff.
Yes.
Right? Like you cannot know someone if you never hang out with them, if you never talk to them, if you never listen to them, and if you never see what they do.
Mm-hmm.
right? We there's that quote where it's like, don't tell me who you are, show me who you are. Yep. You can tell yourself who you are all day long, but until you let her show you, you will not know her.
God, this stuff is so fucking relevant right now. It's unbelievable. Well, and so many women too, they get stuck in this, in a relationship, right? Like Julie's divorced, I'm divorced, and our past relationships affect who we are today so much. And that's, I think, another layer of dirt that gets thrown on us and we get buried because we believe the shit that our narcissistic ex told us for so many years. I mean, I was in a 17-year marriage and couldn't even fucking paint my own walls in my home because I would do it wrong and fuck it up. Like when I moved out, Julie and the coaches were there for me. Talk about like falling from grace and rebuilding my life. I mean, I had a fucking pool, water slide, boats, lived on a lake, like 6,000 square foot home, like left it all, got a 1,200 square foot rental for me and my children and my dog. I had 2 weeks and I couldn't even decorate. I literally cried to the group when I hung my first picture on the wall and was like nailing like into the wall. And I'm like, I'm going to fuck this up. I'm going to screw this up. I've never been allowed to do this before. And that buried me. And I'm still working to get out and to trust me and who I am. And like these women and these coaches, like they helped me figure that out, you know, and I'm the fucking leader, you know? And that's part of, I think, of the beautiful thing about you and your book and your journey and what you're sharing is like, you don't have it all figured out. Like you're sharing your journey. And as you're going through it, that's what makes it so powerful.
I think maybe I wrote the book I wanted to read. You know, it's funny because I kept reading books thinking maybe somebody already did this and I don't have to do it. And I would read a book and I'd be like, no, that's not it either. Yeah, I kept like reading all these books, like trying to find the one I wanted. And then I was like, damn it, it like isn't there. And it was that I wanted to read someone's story before they were their story. You know, I want to read the people in history before they were that. You know, I want to know what that looked like. And you know, I don't know what life's going to bring for me and what journey we're going on. I mean, I might be a freaking hot mess in a couple of years, right? But I had learned so many things that had brought me to peace and understanding and love that I didn't know could exist. Mm-hmm. And I just saw all these women hurting in the same way that I was. And for whatever reason, people came into my life, books, podcasts, all the things came into my life that added up to me making sense of it all and finding out that I had this soul inside me that had answers. You know, I could sit and meditate in my basement and like the basement's garbage, like there's toys everywhere. Like, you know, it's like not a beautiful temple-y experience,
right?
No yoga beautifulness. I'm like sitting in a camp chair, you know, and I was like trying to quiet my mind, like counting the minutes to when I'm like done. And in these tiny moments of trying to figure out how to turn off my thoughts so that I could hear my soul, I found her. It felt like you said, Julie, it was like, oh, there I am. Mm-hmm. And I had never known her. How is that possible that we're walking around not actually knowing ourselves?
Yeah.
Well, and what I loved about your book is like, you didn't say that you have to go overseas and go on this great big spiritual journey. This, you don't have to climb Mount Everest. You don't have to do all of these. It's the very basic things that are hard for us some days. Some days it's hard to get out of bed, but you got to get out of bed. You know, I mean, that's what I loved about your book. You encouraged to do the daily tasks that people don't realize are hard for some people. Sometimes it's just a hard day, but you have to keep doing it. And as you keep doing it, and then you do it day after day after day, then you start reprogramming yourself. Then you start, like you say, you wake up and then you can go, okay, well, now this is what I want to work on. And you give people the avenue, and Melissa gives people the avenue to reach out to all these people that have been there and done that. And so y'all have both given women tribes that support and love, and you don't get that a lot.
we thrive in tribes. Women thrive in tribes. And especially over the last few years, we've lost that, you know, and honestly, we got programmed complete opposite of like, stay away, danger, humans. And it's like, ah, that really fucks with women's head and kids and, you know, everything. And you're right. We need that tribe and that support and to be reminded to trust ourselves, trust others, trust the journey. You gave so many good examples of how like you just like let it go and you're like, it's going to work out. I don't know how, like, I think it was one of your warehouses and you needed space. You like needed to get out of your house and upgrade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like your story gave me anxiety just listening to it. I'm like, what the fuck is she going to do? What's going to happen?
Yeah. I mean, I was like a hot mess, but yeah,
the letting go. A guy knocked on your door, right?
What's that?
A guy knocked on your door and was like,
yeah. So that story, like to give you a little bit. So I had, well, two parts in this. So I moved out of my basement, went to a warehouse with a friend that was super comfortable. It was like short term. It was fine. Well, then we had to get out of there. So we get out of there and I'm looking for a place to get out of there. And I am probably too like trusting of my gut in this sense where I'm like, just tell me where to be. And we're walking into all these huge warehouses. I was looking for maybe 3,000 square feet. We walk into one that's 7,000 square feet, like way too much space, way too much money. And of course my gut's like, here you are. And I was like, ah, that's hilarious. Like, have you seen our bank account? Like, that's not going to be a thing. And my gut's like, you'll see. And I was like, oh, hell's bells. Like, where's the check coming from? You know, me and the universe is just having it out. Be like, you got to show up with a check if this is going to be the deal. And that day was January 21st, which Bernie Sanders wore his famous mittens to the inauguration. And that night we sold more mittens in 10 days than we sold in a whole year.
That's
and
hilarious.
That night we sold enough mittens to be like exact. It was like within like dollars of the deposit. And I called my real estate agent back and I was like, you're going to think I'm batshit crazy, but we're doing it. And we get into this warehouse. I am out of my mind. And it was so scary because now every month I was like, how the hell are we going to pay rent? How the hell are we going to pay rent? And I was running around very scared, like freaking out. And then one month I thought, no, this isn't how we function anymore. I have this thing that I say, I do not struggle. It's super simple. But anytime I see my brain going into like, oh no, what are we going to do? I just say, it's okay. We don't struggle. The universe will catch us. We're going to be fine.
Oh,
if
I
we have to call the landlord and negotiate something, even if we have to move out, you know what? I still feel like it did the right thing. Maybe this is all part of some crazy process and moving out wouldn't mean that I did the wrong thing, that this is just what we're doing. And I thought maybe I have to move out. Maybe I have to, like I said, negotiate. Maybe I need to find someone to rent part of this. Whatever it is, we're here for it and we don't struggle. Well, I get a phone call. It was about 2 days before the beginning of the month when rent was paid. I get a phone call. Someone says, hey, we're looking at your space. We're wondering if it's still for rent. I had only put this little tiny classroom for rent, like for an event space on Facebook. And I was like, oh, well, what hours do you want it? And he said, no, I was actually just curious. We're just looking for anything. Do you happen to have any warehouse space? He didn't know that I even had a warehouse.
Oh my God.
And I thought, well, yeah. And he said, well, how much? And told him all the things. And he said, we have to move out tonight. Can we come see it in 15 minutes? I was sure. So he comes, looks at it. And the next day they moved in and I had my deposit and, you know, I was able to pay rent and they helped us pay rent for the next, you know, several months. And now what's crazy is as insane as I thought that was, as hard as it was, I am now in a situation where all of my rent is covered every month. I'm living there rent free.
Oh my God.
And that is something that most businesses can't do because you're only getting the space, right? Like you're only getting 3,000 square feet.
Yep.
And so you're going to have to pay all of the rent, but I'm now in a situation where I can sublet the whole thing out and be there rent free. And it took a hot minute. It took a lot of scary moments, But here we are. I mean, yeah, that's insane.
Well, and these stories, like, you know how there's like always these like stories or like these moments that like you just, you're never going to forget. For some reason, that story and that just trusting the process and your journey and just like, we don't struggle, like let it go. And like, then it arrives and the universe delivers. It stuck with me. It stuck with me. And I heard that weeks ago because I'm on the second time listening to your book. So the first time around, it was a long time ago, like a good month or so. And I haven't forgotten it. And it has helped me through an insane month. And that's the power of this book. That's the power of you being on this podcast, because we're going to say something that's going to change a life. And that's what I freaking love. And that changed my life. The other thing that I have to tell you, when you said, oh my God, I wrote it down on my notes. He was doing Saturdays wrong. It made me cry. And it's not even like a part of the book or anything that like would make someone cry or whatever. But you guys, I forget we have listeners. Like, it's not just us here. She talks about in the book how you had a plan for every Saturday, you know, and like you go through it, like soccer game, laundry, eat lunch, this with the kids, like next thing. And then he's like, I want to wake up and eat cereal at noon and watch documentaries. I think that was the thing. And like stay in PJs and like whatever. I was struggling with that currently of like watching other people basically live their life wrong. I'm like, you're doing Saturday wrong. And it would cause tension and create tension. Yeah. And it opened my eyes to it's his way or her way or their way. And their way is right for them. And that is okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. And I am so honored to be able to talk about this product and recommend it to you all on my podcast, because it's literally a product that has changed my life. I have had some recent travel. I took those travel packets with me and I did not miss a day. And everyone's asking, okay, so what is this stuff? That's the number one question I get. And is it disgusting? Does it taste really gross because it looks green? Yes, it is green. No, it doesn't taste disgusting. With one scoop of Athletic Greens, all you do is pour it into water. You're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. This special blend of ingredients, oh, it supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all the things. AG1 contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. It helps support better sleep quality and recovery and supports mental clarity and alertness. Take it first thing in the morning, shake it up, down it, because it's going to coat your stomach. It's setting you up for optimal absorption. So when you do eat the right foods and you put the right thing into your body, you can actually absorb it. And right now is the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially with it being cold and flu season. And can I just add, I haven't been sick once. Knock on wood, not once. It's just one scoop of cup and water every day, and that's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you 1 free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packets with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/bombmom. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/bombmom to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Somebody said to me, I think I said in the book, I forget, but somebody said on a call that I was on, other people are not a messed up version of you.
I literally wrote that down too. You did say it in the book.
When I heard that, that was one of my moments for me where I was like, holy shit, I've literally treated everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. Like they were not doing it my way. I thought that it's not like I had figured it out, but you don't understand that other people could be doing something that wouldn't bring you joy and it brings them joy.
Right.
And it's interesting because I talk about Saturday. It's such a simple thing. And I think all of us can relate with it. It's like, you know, he doesn't clean right. He doesn't do all these things right. But when you realize, who are you to decide what's right and wrong?
Right.
it makes it like, if you bring this out further, it goes into like, okay, well, maybe, you know, people who have same-sex marriages, just because it isn't the way you want it to be, doesn't make it wrong.
Right.
Like, uh-huh. Who decided? You know, like, we're just deciding and making up all these fucking rules. You know, I come from a religion that told me all the rules, told me this is how you do joy. If you do all these things, that will be joy. I was handed a box, said, if you do this, there it will be. And if what was happening is women would say, wait, I'm not happy, I'm not finding joy. And everyone would say, just do it more. Do the list more. You're not doing it right. You must not be really like all, you know, heart in. You must need more faith. And you're like, what the hell are we doing? And no one is ever stepping back and asking themselves, like, what brings me joy? Because if you did that, then you would understand that your joy is so individual to you. No one could ever tell you what brings you joy. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you don't get to tell other people what brings them joy, right? Like, they get to do it the way they want to do it. It's hard.
But that's so nice to hear from a woman's perspective too, because like, if my daughter came home and said, Mom, so-and-so said I wasn't doing something right, my first response is, who cares? Like, who made them your boss? So it was very cool. I enjoyed that spot too. Melissa and I, we talked about it. It was kind of like, my God, I can do things the way I want to too. I don't have to live in this box that Google says is what a mom is supposed to be. I can be whatever the fuck that I want to be. Mm-hmm. Who's going to stop me? Who's going to tell me that I'm doing it wrong? Because my kids are good, my house is good, and it's good for me. It might not be good for anyone else, but it's good for me. And that's all that matters.
And that gives space to your children to do their life as they will. You know, my 15-year-old and I, she's 18. She's turned 18.
Oh my gosh.
I have an adult child. That's like a whole nother podcast.
Right.
But I took her to get a tattoo for her birthday. It was like liberating for us both. But had my like younger self known, I mean, you could have never convinced me that I was going to take my 18-year-old to get a tattoo, even like a few years ago. No way in hell. But one thing that happens with radical self-acceptance is it comes with a radical acceptance of every individual.
Yes.
You know, we're trying so hard to accept other people. There is no way in hell you can do that until you have this radical acceptance of you, because you can't possibly understand that, you know, whatever people are doing like is okay until when you're okay. You know, my daughter, I used to try to be a really good mom, the way I was told to be a good mom, right? So if she was telling me about a conversation she had with the teacher and she wasn't speaking appropriately or as respectfully as I would like to, instead of listening to her conversation, I would constantly be poking holes in it. Like, well, maybe if you didn't talk to him that way, which is on my box, like a good mom thing to do. Like, you got to teach your kids to speak respectfully.
Right.
But the thing about it is that I wasn't seeing my daughter. I wasn't considering everything that she had been through. I wasn't considering our relationship. I wasn't considering her perspective for her individually, just her. All she needed was someone to radically accept her and love her. She did not need someone to tell her she was doing anything wrong. She wanted someone to sit across from the table and say, I am so damn glad you are alive and sitting here. She could wear her miniskirt. She could say swear words. She could have bad relationships. She didn't even fix anything. Now, you have to ask that of every individual child you have, because I do have kids that kind of need the more mommy approach that I would expect. But for that girl, she needed to know you can be a hot mess and you can be kind of crappy and I will love you.
Yeah.
And when she was 15, that was the first time I unconditionally loved my child. Moms get babies and they think that this unconditional love just happens. And maybe it does for some people, but it didn't for me, because I was trying to fix her the whole time. I was trying to be good mom the whole time and make sure that she did life the right way so she could be happy. And we keep telling our kids, I just want you to be happy. I just want you to be happy. There's a beautiful woman that's her name is Jody Moore. And she said, you know, if we keep telling our kids to just be happy, that's all we want for them. That gives them no space to be anything else. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's literally all I've ever said to my kids. I just want you to be happy. And now that's changed. And it said, I want you to experience life. Mm-hmm. I want you to feel all the feels. I want you to know when you have doubt what to do with it. And when there's sadness that you won't break. I want you to know that you can get fired and people can hate you and you still exist. If you get pregnant, do drugs, drink alcohol, like I am here for it. And that is an assurance that a lot of us haven't been taught and
or shown.
We don't. No. It's so scary to go there. We think that we're just going to like go off into oblivion. But what it does is it takes your little tiny space that you have built your world and all your people in. And if anybody goes out of this space, oh no, like all hell breaks loose. But all you have to do is expand your space and then everyone's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's such a better way to live.
It is. And that's one thing that I am currently working on in therapy. I think everyone should be in therapy. Everyone should be going, is learning how to basically reprogram my mind from conditional love. All I know is conditional love. And I'm starting to identify all my relationships, like my siblings and my parents and all, you know, all these people. And it was like my whole life, I will love you if you perform, if you do this, if you do that. And now I have unconditional love and I don't know what to do with that, you know, and it's interesting what I have to, how I have to challenge myself. And that all goes into everything you're talking about in the book, but it all goes into me not doing that with my children, you know, like being uber aware of that, which I'm grateful for the conditional love because now it has shown me how to not do that mm-hmm. with them. But then too, like, man, there are just days where I think I'm the only one that can do anything right. So why even ask other people? So I just have to do it right in order to receive that love, which then all goes into he's doing it wrong. So I'll just take it all in. I'll do the dishes the right way. I'll clean the house. I'll tend to the children. I'll do all this because you're going to fuck it up anyway. So I might as well just do it. You know, like all of this plays in to everything. It's all connected and linked. And, you know, your book isn't therapy. Don't read it and think, oh, I'm going to be healed. But oh my God, it's like, it was like 10 stepping stones for me.
Oh my gosh.
It was like so many more that like just brought another piece together of my journey and like made sense and opened my eyes up and really wake me up on a whole different level.
It's so crazy to hear people talk about my book. Honestly, I still am like, what are we doing?
Well, I'll
tell you, the part with your daughter resonated with me because I have a 20-year-old that decided to go on her own path. And it wasn't the path that I mapped out for her. Oh. But I had to sit there and go, okay, you raised a good kid. Like, she's going to do this. And I mean, we sit there, we were laughing probably 2 weeks ago. I was talking to her and I talked to her 3-4 times a day. She calls me all the time and I love it. And she was like, Mom, can you believe a year ago where I was? And I'm like, no, because you were a shit show. But I knew you would come out of it. I just had to give her that room and I had to love her through the whole thing. And I had to go, okay, you know, we'll find it. But we laughed because she'll agree that she was a shit show. But I had to pull over when you were talking about that one because that one got me.
Yeah, there were like so many parts to it all. And that I was just like, this is probably not making anyone else cry right now, but I'm a mess over by the dumbbells because I kept listening to your book while I'm working out. And I'm like, but I'm over here crying right now. And people just probably think that I'm like, whatever. And it's probably like a funny part of the book, but it hit me. It made me hard.
I had a really good friend. So there's a tiny, tiny little paragraph in there about bed bugs. And I put it in and then took it out, was going to leave it out at the very last time I put it in, because all of my stories are my personal stories. There's very few like analogy stuff in there. They're all just like stuff I've done, experienced. And that one, I've never dealt with bed bugs. It was just like I didn't really know anything about it. And I left it in there. And I thought, that's kind of weird. It's a little inconsistent. And the day I did my launch, I had a dinner with really close friends. And one of my friends, the one that told me to write the book, her name is Shelly, and she's been battling cancer for 8 years. And she has had a hell of a last 2 years. And most of that time has been in bed. And the whole time writing this, I love her, we're friends, but never did I think like, oh, my friend is in a physical bed, right? Like I didn't ever correlate that. And she was the first one to read the whole thing from front to back. And when she came, I didn't even know that she had read it all. She came to the dinner and she said, I stayed up all night. I read your whole book. And she said, the part about the bed bugs. And I was like, what? And she said, Marcella, you don't understand. I have been in bed for years. And all I do is try to say, not today. I just won't be in bed today. Like, I'll just go to the couch. And she said, and a few weeks ago, I got bed bugs. And like on my porch is my new sheets. And I knew when I read that, you wrote this for me. And I was like, if no one else reads the book, like Shelly read, like, we're good to go. And
right,
it was just like, there were so many things. And I remembered my thought. So if you're listening to this, or you've read the book, or you're reading the book, you're going to hear some pretty crazy stories, like miracle stuff, because I lumped them all into one thing. And I used to think that, you know, it'd be this amazing miracle that I'm gonna write in my journal and like tell stories about for the rest of my life. What I did not know is that you can create a relationship with the universe, that this is how it is. You can get good at attracting things. You can actually develop a relationship with yourself and the universe, that it takes care of you. You can get good at what we right now call miracles. You can live a life in the miraculous space. You are already the miracle. So why wouldn't it make sense for you to live in a miraculous space? But we have put her to bed. We don't listen to her. But as soon as you get up and you open the door and you walk out, everything is literally waiting for you. There's a whole damn parade just like waiting for you to show up. And you'll be like, holy crap, it's a miracle. And then they'll keep happening and they'll keep happening. And you'll realize, oh, no. This is what a woman's world looks like. We have never seen it before. We do not know what a world looks like where women know who they are and they actually feel good enough to be her. And as you start watching women do this, my story will not be podcast worthy anymore. It will be the regular thing, right? Like I was on a podcast a few weeks ago and they were like, you're starting a movement. And I was like, and isn't that sad? And they were like, what do you mean? I was like, this should not be a movement.
I know. Like
women knowing who they are should be a regular thing. This should, some girl that kind of half-assed did it with some stories that's kind of figuring it out should not be the girl that's like, let me tell you how amazing this is. Like it should be a regular thing. This is how we should just open the door, wake up and know the world is there to catch us. We should live in a world of miracles. And I am convinced that as women know themselves and start stepping in, this is what their world will look like.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I give the title to my group, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom, but we're bomb moms. Like, I love that I can provide them with like, this is what you're becoming. This is who you are, because bomb can just mean explosive, dangerous, like the bombshell, you know, like the hot bomb, like it can mean anything that you want it to be. And you're right. I think the more women just wake up and take charge and this becomes a norm. I mean, just think what we're doing for our daughters, you know, and I always say it, we're ending generational trauma, but like, it's true. It's true. And you're so right. This has never happened before. This wasn't a movement during my mom's years or my grandma or like, God, it was worse. This is the first time.
I know.
I watched my mom go through menopause and stuff like that. And because she had had hormone grown cancers, and this was 12, 13 years ago, mm-hmm. where they didn't have these bioidentical hormones that, you know, the synthetic hormones would have ended up killing her. So she had to just suffer through menopause. So once your group told me to go to the functional medicine doctor, and I went and I told her all the things that we were doing, she goes, my sister calls me not 10 minutes later and said, Mom said I have to talk to you. And I'm like, okay, well, this is what I'm doing. And where she lives, she's got an appointment with a functional medicine doctor because we genetically can't take synthetic hormones. Like we've been told this whole time that we have to just suffer through menopause. And I've been kicked into menopause early because I've had a partial hysterectomy. But we were told for so many years, hunker down, because you just have to go at it by yourself.
Ugh.
And now I don't. But it has taken me, no kidding, it's taken me probably 10 years to be heard. I have gone to the PCPs and even my OB, and no, your levels are fine. My PCP gave me antidepressants, which I filled, and I just put them in my truck for 2 months. They just sat there next to my gear shift, and I just looked at them, and they just pissed me off every time I saw that bottle, because that's not what I needed.
And you knew it.
And then I got,
listened.
And I knew it. I knew it, but I filled the prescription. And then I woke up and a doctor heard me, but it took 10 years, but I'm grateful because my daughters don't have to do that. Like I can walk them through this and go, no, like this is where you need to go. Don't listen, you know, and hopefully by the time our daughters get up there, I have all adult children. So they're kind of there, but hopefully this will be more of the norm. I think there's enough women out there that are screaming like you are, we should be heard.
Mm-hmm. It's been super interesting because there are very small, like pods, almost like neighborhoods or like, little like areas or maybe families where it is normal. Like I talked mm-hmm. to a lady that I've known for a long time and she thought, everyone just, this is what they did. She thought when they're around 40, 45, that you just go get on hormone replacement therapy. And I thought, I don't know what land you're living in, but like, that's not a known situation. She wasn't doing it for like a quick fix or a miracle situation. It was just kind of like part of women, like progression in your body. Like, oh, and now it's time to do hormones. And I think that's what's interesting in this is you have all these women that have been suffering for so long, and all of a sudden they're finding out that there is a thing called perimenopause. And they're like, oh, that's why I feel like shit. That's why I don't like my husband. That's why my ears are itching. Like, we don't know even the symptoms of it.
Yeah.
And they're running out trying to get this like miracle thing. And a lot of women are trying it and they're like, that doesn't work. It's not a matter if it works or not. You need hormones in your body.
Yes.
If it's not working, you probably have trauma. If it's not working, you probably need a therapist. If it's not working, you need some boundaries. You're probably burnt out. Right? But it's not the hormones that are like, we need hormones. Like it's like water. Like mm-hmm. you need it. And nobody's been handing it out. It's pretty fucking insane.
Yeah. And I have to throw
TikTok.
In. Oh, go ahead.
Your TikTok where you listed all the symptoms, when you said your ears are itching, I went, son of a bitch, I don't have too much histamine in my body. I have no hormones. I had no idea that the itching of my skin had anything to do with my hormones.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that that was a symptom until after I was on hormone therapy. And I had itched my legs for years, like to bleeding, like I have scars on my legs. And I was at a dinner And I was just like talking about what I do. And this older woman said, oh my gosh, I got on that. I had gone years and tried to get like drops. I almost had surgery on my ears. And then someone told me that itchy ears. And I was like, what? I didn't ever have itchy ears. So I didn't know this was a symptom. No one ever said this. And she said, it was gone in like 2 days.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like, thinking, wait, what? And then I realized my legs hadn't been itching. And I was like, hot damn, like this is insane. I can have sex with my husband, not itch my legs. You know, my scalp isn't dry anymore. I'm not like changing out my shampoo every week. Right. And I have energy and I can sleep. Like, why aren't we doing this?
I know.
It's why? Crazy.
It was unbelievable.
Why aren't more people talking about this? That's why, like, when Julie brought the book, I'm like, yes. And then she's like, you should have the podcast. I'm like, double yes, for sure. People don't know. And we have to get these messages out and these real topics and these real conversations, just one piece at a time, one thing at a time. I always tell women, like, this will be one of the episodes that you pass on to your sister and to your mom and like to your friend, that you won't keep it to yourself. This will be one of them.
It has to be that way. Like, you have to go ask your friend, are your legs itching? Have you noticed dry scalp? Like, we have to start talking about these symptoms. And we also have to start talking about, like, I feel like crap because my kid doesn't like me. What am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
You know, like, we have to start talking to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. What do you think, you know, because I know we can keep you for hours and hours and hours, but I won't. What do you think are maybe some just three basic steps that women could take to just start showing up for them in their life? You know, three just, or 20, you know, but three easy. How can I, like, okay, I'm listening to all this Marcella and Melissa and Julie, but like, what can I do today? Because I'm overwhelmed and I don't have help. Like, what would be your biggest piece of advice?
Today, your life can change right this second. So, okay, I'm going to talk first to the person that is like in their brain. They're so fresh about whatever. They're trying to figure out how to fix something, right? You're like so pissed off with your husband or your kids or whatever the hell happened at PTA. I don't know what, right? And I just want you to stop 1 second, just right now, take a deep breath. And all I want you to ask yourself is, what would I be without these thoughts? What would you be doing? Maybe you're avoiding making dinner because you're just so pissed off. Go make dinner. If you would feel good today and you weren't mad, what would you be doing? You're like, oh, I would just be walking my dog instead of like stomping around the house. Go walk your dog. Right? Like, what would you be doing without all of these thoughts? You probably wouldn't be calling your mom, telling her all of the drama. Don't do that. Right? So that's for that girl. The other thing is awareness, right? Like, you can't know that you're asleep until you wake up.
That's so true.
But like, how many times do you do that? You're like, fall asleep in a movie and you're like, oh, when did I fall asleep? You don't even know when you fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like go back and rewind and figure out, did I see this? Did I see this? So stop for a second and just pay attention. Like, do I listen to myself? What's going on in here? Am I fearful? Am I afraid? Do I have doubts? Like, just be willing to see it. I call it in the book where you're like, your eyes kind of start blinking. You know, you can kind of start telling it's morning. You might not be ready to just like jump out of bed and like put your pants on and run out the door, but just notice it's morning.
Yeah.
It's a new fucking day and we need you. Right? Just notice that you have been asleep. And the subtitle of the book is, if you think something's missing, it is you.
I love that.
Right? Like, just notice that you've been asleep. And then you're like, oh, maybe that's my life is not so good because I'm like not even showing up to it.
Mm-hmm. I totally put that on a post-it note and it's on my bathroom mirror.
I feel like we should make t-shirts every single one.
I love
like
it.
A t-shirt that has all the questions on the back. And then I'm going to grab another one that I think is more just fun. Your joy is your air. And this is the chapter that's called Turn on the Light. You cannot do any of these steps that I'm talking about. You can, you know, skip all the therapeutic stuff, but just stop for a second and just ask yourself, what lights you up? When's the last time you feel lit up? And I just want to ask both of you, yes. like Melissa, when's the last time you felt lit up from the inside out? And it cannot be a person.
Mine's easy. I'll go first.
Okay, you go
first.
Mine
was this morning. Mine was this morning because I've switched my hours at work. And I woke up this morning with intention. I wanted to spend time with my husband this morning. I wanted to, you know, we drank a cup of coffee in bed and talked about what was going to go on in the day. So I felt a ton of joy waking up and getting out of bed because I had intention and my intentions were things that made me happy. I did spend my time with my husband and stuff like that, but it filled up my heart.
It's like spending some time with yourself or just slowing down. Like that feels that like exudes light. Mm-hmm. And the more you lean into that, the more you listen to like, that is what fills your cup and you do more and more of that, the lighter, like brighter and brighter your day will be.
It set the tone.
Yes. Melissa, what brings you joy? What lights your soul on fire?
This one's tough because it sounds probably crazy to other people, but it's my joy. It's what brings me joy. I roll. I do jujitsu. And I always laugh. And I'm like, I tell my daughters all the time, you're going to be the nail a lot. I say it like all the time. Like, you're going to be the nail. And then some days you're the hammer. And the last class that I went to was all females. And the one before that was all males. I usually go to the one with all males. And this kid who was much bigger than me, he's probably like 20 years old. So like way younger than me, bigger than me. And I fucking got him in an arm bar with my legs. And I'm like, it sounds so crazy. Cause I wish it would be like so much calmer and like, but that's like where my spirit is and like my joy. And like, I am the nail a lot and I got to be the hammer and I got to like, use the skills that I've been working really hard at. And I'm already in this awkward position and I'm the only female and I got to put it to the test and I won. I came out on top and that took me like right into my weekend and you get to ride that, you know, you get to ride those wins. I don't know. It sounds so weird.
That's something I've learned is like joy is not extra. And I talk a lot about that. Like it's one of the bigger chapters because you know, I watched my dad go from all of these hobbies, these beautiful hobbies. In fact, on my TikTok, the pinned top video is about joy and it is the story of my dad. So you can go and listen to that. But in a nutshell, you know, he had all these hobbies and over the years, they just kind of slowly got depleted to the point where there was no remodeling of cars. There was no anything. And he slowly sunk into the couch in like a horrible depression and addiction. And for many years, my dad was non-existent and he was just there. And it was this void that was kind of like sucking everything into it and almost lost their marriage. They lost their house, bankruptcy, everything. And then one day he's walking across a man that was selling paintings. My dad had never painted. That was not a thing, but it just sparked something. And he developed a relationship with this man and went into business with him. And he started our gallery outlet and him and my mom started this business and it brought my dad back. He started like getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And then he started like leaning into his lawn and that sounds so silly, but like he had the most beautiful lawn. Like he just loved being out in his garden. And then he did the garden and flowers and we'd all go over for Sunday brunch and, you know, sit in the grass that was like the best grass in the whole freaking neighborhood. And you think that these things are so silly or petty or extra, and it's not worth your time and energy and money to like make your grass green. But if it fills your soul, if it lights you on fire, then you should be doing it because it is your air. And there was a pivotal moment where my parents moved to Arizona. I don't see them very often, but my husband said, hey, I got to go pick up this car your dad bought. We're shipping it to him. And he pulls up in a gold 1970 Corvette. And in that moment, my dad used to remodel cars when I was a little girl. And I realized my dad is back. you know, like that dad that played the trumpet and all these things. And even though my dad lives in Arizona, it was like my world got brighter. And what we don't understand is that as women start leaning into their joy, like last night, I went to a hip hop adult dance class. Do I look ridiculous? Of course, but it just lights me up. And when I am lit up, the world is brighter. And maybe I couldn't see my kids yesterday. Maybe I couldn't hang out with my daughter. Maybe I couldn't teach her some pivotal lesson. But because I went to dance class, the world she lives in is brighter. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have forgotten or never taught, that your joy is your air. It is the light that lights the world. Those things we thought were extra, they are not. They are your air. And if you feel like you're suffocating, it's because you're literally not breathing.
Yeah.
You have to go do the joy.
I love that.
It makes me feel so much better about like our program and what we do, because we have a lot of women that say like, oh, I don't, you know, it's money. It costs to be in our program and be a bomb mom and do the stuff. But like, they're like, this is my tribe. You guys are my sisters. You bring life to me. You bring, and I'm like, it's your joy. It's your thing. And women feel guilty about spending money on something that makes them a better person. I'm like, fucking backwards. Are you kidding me? But I'm like,
yeah.
Are you a better mom? Are you staying on? Are you eating? Are you having conversations? Are you working on your mental state? Are you getting, feeling motivated? Even if it's just for 5 minutes, who cares? It made you feel better. And you took this path instead of this path. That's not something to feel guilty about. That's joy. Like what you're saying, that's your air.
And what will happen is in the beginning, when you start leaning into it, it will be just you. It will look selfish. It will feel selfish. It will cost money. It will cost time away. It will look like sacrifice. It will be inconvenient. But this is what will happen. I realized I love the city. I live an hour from the city and I can hop on a train and get off in the city and hang out in Salt Lake City. It's a beautiful city. And I literally have never gotten myself by myself on the train just to go walk around the city, do stop shopping, you know, do whatever. I've never done that by myself until 4 weeks ago. And I was like, I'm going on the damn train. I'm going to go to the city today. And I mean, I thought I would live in New York City. That's how much I love cities. Like, I just love it. And I got on the train. I was like, this makes no sense. I like, you know, had to coordinate who's picking the kids up from school. And I was like, this is super selfish. And I was like, but you know what? I trust this. And I went to the city and then I did it again the next week and again the next week. And then guess what happened? On a random Saturday, I said, hey kids, you know, or it was on Friday. Hey kids, you guys want to go to the city with mom? Because I was comfortable taking the train now. I knew how to get around. I was comfortable like jumping on one of the little scooters. Yeah. And I knew where I wanted to take them. I knew how it went. And my 15-year-old son and my 8-year-old daughter pop on the train with me. We go to the city and the day was so unbelievable. I mean, me and my kids, they'd never hang out in the city. They were just blown away. People live like this. This is amazing. We just had the most miraculous day. That's what will happen. You start leaning into your joy and there will be a day mm-hmm. where you and your people, whoever that is, are suddenly gardening together, or you're striking up a conversation about gardening with someone that you would have never had that conversation had you not been gardening.
Right.
Right. Like that's the thing we forget. It might look like going to a dance class that makes no sense, where you feel ridiculous. And then you post it on Facebook, and this is in the book, you post it on Facebook and your 15-year-old daughter, who never says anything to you, has probably never seen you as a human, looks at your dance and says, mom, you're actually a good dancer. And for the first time in her life ever, she saw that a mother is a real person.
Fuck yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like you have to show up in the world. You are more than a dinner maker. You are more than a laundry doer. You are a human being that exists and you got to wake the hell up.
Right. Oh my God. Oh, this just lights my soul on fire. This is my joy for the day.
Like this would be like 4 podcasts, like
right,
like junk it up. And
I know, but this has been amazing. This has been absolutely amazing. And again, it's a life changer. It's absolutely life changer. Marcella, where can our audience find you? We'll put everything in the show notes too. But I like to
come hang out with me and all the things. You know, I think in all of this, I want to build a world that I live in, that my girls get to live in, where women are know who they are. I want to live in that. So come hang out with me. You can find me in the Facebook group called Wake Her Up. And there's a lot of hormone therapy talk in there right now, but we will be adding in everything that you're hearing here. And then you can go to marcellahill.com. That's where my book is. And you can download the whole first chapter for free, read the whole thing. Wake Her Up is on Audible. And you can also it's sold out on Amazon's being weird. They're selling books out like crazy, but you can also get it at barnesandnoble.com. But if you get it through marcellahill.com, you get a signed copy with a sticker.
Awesome.
And then on TikTok and social at Being Marcella Hill.
I love it. Well, we'll put all of that in the show notes. You guys get in there, get following her, get connected. Because like I said, women thrive in tribes. It's the support. And Marcella, I know our work together is not done. It is just the beginning, girl.
Just beginning.
It's just the beginning of this beautiful friendship.
We're going to literally like blow up the world with right? your bomb squad. And we're going to wake them up and then blow it up. That's the plan.
That's right. I don't even know if we could meet in person because the world might just explode. Julie and I just met in person a couple weeks ago and nothing happened. Like we didn't like just... you know, spontaneously combust. So I think we might be okay, but man, you get us all together. I don't know what will happen.
Well, I'm doing a live tour. I'll announce like those dates and dates in October.
Awesome.
You should come meet up with me.
Oh, hell yeah.
Talk to the ladies. So
hell
that'd be
yeah.
awesome.
I think
October.
That would be
live tour is in October. So stay tuned for that. And I will be in Texas, Julie, for sure.
Hey.
I love it. Well, and I have to say thank you to Julie for finding her, for being curious, for searching, being open, and then bringing this to me in the podcast. Like we wouldn't be here today without you, Julie. So thank you so much for everything that you do too.
And I'm going to say thank you to both of y'all because y'all are creating a world where women can thrive.
Well, I hope we just continue to grow and thrive and help everyone find their joy.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you again, everyone. Check out the show notes. Marcella, you have just been amazing. I can't wait to do this again and just keep working with you.
Thank you so, so much. It was such a pleasure.
Everyone, stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.